Look, it's a great 3 points. Look, massive 3 points, really. Look, we probably didn't play particularly well, but we dug in, showed unbelievable character, and boys that came off the bench had a good impact in the game for us, and luckily Jimmy came off and scored a great goal for us.
Were you getting nervous that the goal wasn't going to come?
Look, you'd always be nervous, there's no doubt about that, but I'd always fancy we'd have a chance, and look, luckily it just fell to Jimmy, and he was had a bit of composure and took a touch and finished into the corner. So clean sheets win your games, to be honest. Look, we played 5 home games here now, and we've won the 5 without conceding a goal, so look, clean sheets are what win your games and win your titles, so that's what we have to do, is just to keep defending well, and we'll always fancy ourselves to score.
The changes had a big impact with the goal, obviously, but Josh Hanlon put himself out very well.
He did, he had a good impact, and that's what we said inside to him there. Look, he will nothing with 11 players, he'll take the whole lot of them, the whole squad. Fellas who aren't involved, fellas who aren't on the bench, takes the whole lot of them, and that's what you look for off the players who come off the bench, is to have an impact, and tonight it paid off, and did it great, so it's great to see.
The longer it was scoreless, the more nervous the crowd was getting, was that feeding to the players?
Probably not, to be fair to them now. Look, they're experienced players at this stage. We've a couple of young lads playing, but they did great themselves. So, look, obviously the crowd is going to get anxious. That's fair enough. That happens in every level. So, look, the just players have to keep doing the right things, and hopefully that it'll pay off. And as I said, look, luckily tonight it did.
Josh, you just mentioned that the subs made a difference in the game. It's wondering, obviously, with John Caulfield in the stands, what was the decision-making process behind those subs?
Well, look, any subs you make, it's always a collective thing. So look, as I say, subs thing, but it's the players themselves that have to take the credit. They're the ones that go out on the pitch, so they deserve the credit for it. They're the ones who are out there and make things happen, and that's what you look for them to have an impact and make it happen. And luckily tonight, Josh, Jimmy and Aaron all had an impact in the game.
And was it, say, your decision, so like the way the game was going, that you decided to bring on Jimmy O'Kane?
It was a collective decision, to be honest.
Jimmy
took the goal very well, like you said. Like, he, you know, didn't kind of panic, he chested down and placed in the corner. Did he maybe learn from Friday night and the wasted chance to make it 2-0?
Look, probably, but look, Jimmy's a great lad. We see him doing that every day in training. He's a great striker of the ball, left foot, right foot. And look, luckily tonight he had a bit of composure, and look, the keeper made a save from here Friday, but he had the composure tonight, and he luckily went into the bottom corner for him, which is great for Jimmy, because look, Jimmy's probably as good a lad as you'll meet. Great trainer, best professional you'll meet. And look, it's great to see fellas a lot get the plaudits, and he deserves the credit he'll get for tonight.
Being double champions, John, like every team, they're really raising their game when they come here, don't they?
Oh yeah, but look, you have to expect that, and that's a great place to be in. That it's a great challenge for the players, a great challenge for the management team, and look, luckily tonight and every other home game we've had and away game, look, luckily we've stood up and be counted, and as you say, it takes the whole squad, and the players deserve the whole credit, huge credit for tonight.
Supporters going to have to wait a while, John, to see what Josh O'Hanlon had to offer, but that's 2 games in a row now he's come on and made a positive impact. Kind of bodes well for him going forward, doesn't it?
It does. Look, like when he came in first, look, we knew he had a bit of ability anyway, and look, when he came down, and he just needed a chance because he picked up a little injury and it took him a while, so hopefully now he'll stay fit and keep having an impact, and look, it's great for him too because he's a great lad, and just needs to stay fit and keep driving on, and when he gets the chance, making sure he keeps doing what he did tonight, which is having an impact in the game.
How are the lads? Obviously, you know, it's kind of early after the game, but game's kind of coming ticking fast lately, and you go again in 3 days' time up in Bowes. Like, the bodies will be kind of hurting, I'd say, at the moment.
Exactly. Look, we get a bit of recovery, and tomorrow we'll do a bit again Thursday and get ready for Friday. But look, we've had a busy schedule, as every other club has had. Look, we wouldn't use that as an excuse anyway. But look, we've 10 days, 11 days ago, probably 12 days ago, we were down in Waterford. We ended up losing. Coming out, we've had a massive reaction to there. We've had 2 games, home games in 4 days. Won the 2 games, which is what these lads are all about. They're great lads. They get their heads up again and they pull out a great 3 points tonight.
Is there an incentive now as well in making sure you get a win on Friday night? Because it means that when Dundalk come here on Friday week, that they're within touching distance and a win would take you back above them.
Yeah, look, Friday's the biggest game anyway. We have, look, Dundalk look after itself Friday week anyway. So look, Friday's the game. And we never get an easy game up in Daly Mount anyway. It's always a hard place to go as well. And Bowes, I know they lost last night, but they had a great result against Shamrock Rovers the other night as well. So look, we're under no illusions that it's going to be tough up there, and we have to be at our very best to get anything from that game. So that's our main aim at the moment now, to be honest.
Obviously delighted to score, but we got the 3 points in the end. It probably wasn't our best, most fluid performance, but it's like those kind of games. If you want to be up there when you're not playing that well, I suppose you've got to try and grind out a result, and that's what we did tonight.
What was the message from John Cotter when you were about to come on?
It was just keep it tight in with Badge. Like we had the two up top already, and I suppose just keep it tight, and if I got a chance to go forward, that was it. Just maybe make up the numbers in the box, and luckily I got a chance tonight.
Yeah, talk us through your goal.
Well, it was a cross from the right, and it was just like I thought I'd arrive in there late, try and get something, and luckily it just popped up, and I set myself with my chest, and then tried to take it early, and luckily it went in. Yeah.
Was the missed chance on Friday night on your mind at all when the ball fell to Jimmy?
No, it wasn't. To be honest, obviously, when you miss a chance, like there's nothing you can do about it. So I suppose you just got to move on. Obviously, it's nice to score tonight, and especially I could have scored last weekend, but it's gone now, and just delighted to get one tonight. Yeah.
And how difficult is it to come into a game like that, you know, when there's only 15 minutes left and you have to get up to the intensity fairly quickly?
Yeah, it's just about, I suppose, when you're coming off the bench, like the manager's looking for you to make an impact in some sort of way. In my position, where I'm getting forward, it's like, can I maybe nick a goal or assist one? So, luckily tonight I got one, and when I've been coming off the bench previously this season, it's just about trying to make an impact. And obviously, as you said, you got to get up to the speed. Like you got to be ready to go in straight away.
And you didn't consider doing the not celebrating against the former club?
No, I was just delighted to get on the score sheet.
The games are tougher as well, Jim, aren't they, this year? Everybody's putting it up.
Yeah, it's much more competitive this year. Obviously, with the two going down, there's probably not much as a gap between the top and the bottom anymore.
And the 10-team league.
Yeah, and 10-team league. Obviously, it may improve the quality of the league a bit, and the quality of the games. There's not going to be many games where you're going to win 4-5-0 a few times in a row this season.
And every game counts as well, doesn't it? No matter what you're offered.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose you've got three extra games this year as well. So, you'd be looking at maybe, these games they're still important, but maybe going on a run and a good run within that period, yeah.
Probably similar to Friday night, Jimmy, in the sense that he didn't play particularly well but still managed to grind out the win. It's probably a consensus generally that you're playing within yourselves a bit so far this season. Can you kind of put your finger on why that's the case?
I'm not quite sure. I know there's a lot more in the group. There's still a lot more to come. But it's just, I suppose you look at Friday and you look at tonight, and if we'd looked at those two fixtures, we would have said, look, we've got to get 6 points here if we're going to be up there. And we did, so I don't think we've got to look at the performances at the same time, but maybe not too much dwell on them. Like, we've just got to try and get to the level we know we can, and that's just through hard work and perseverance, really.
As champions, like, do you notice teams treating you differently, approaching you a bit differently to maybe what they did before?
I suppose there's kind of the target on the back, and like when clubs come down here as well, it's I know they probably relish playing down here on a nice pitch against the champions. Like, to go to the home of the champions and try and get a result, that's what, it's easy to fire yourselves up for that, a game like that. So yeah, I suppose. Yeah, like, it's a lot of teams would look at that as a way to get a result, right?